It's Friday, the 19th of April, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is called The End of Naps. It seems that we've reached the stage with the Geek Son where he's giving up his afternoon nap. It's been coming for a while. For the last few months, he's been quite vocal about telling me that he doesn't want to sleep when it gets to nap time after lunch. But when I get him down into his cot, he would normally go down reasonably happily, sleep for a couple of hours, and quite often I'd have to wake him up to prevent him oversleeping. But that's all gone a bit to pot recently. Just before the Easter holidays, he started refusing to sleep at nursery, which wasn't like him. Usually I'd sort of count on him getting an hour or so for the 2 days that he's in nursery a week. But no, apparently, according to the nursery staff, the week before Easter, he lay down with the other kids because they've got the routine. So they all lay down after lunch on their little mats with their little blankets over them. And for some reason, the nursery staff had cause to doubt that he was actually sleeping, and during the nap time, they apparently walked over to where he was lying with his eyes closed and just said, "David, are you asleep?" And apparently, without opening his eyes, he just put a big grin on his face and shook his head. So he's being a bit of a rat bag. But I suppose at least he was still lying there and relaxing and having some quiet time, so it's not so bad, really. But it did seem to mark the beginning of the end. Over the last 2 weeks, we've been on Easter holidays, and I've been out and about with the kids a lot because I've been trying to let the Geek Daddy have some space to work because he works from home. So if we're under his feet too much, he gets grumpy and he can't get work done. So being out and about all day, we didn't get so many opportunities to put the Geek Son down for an afternoon nap. It's definitely a lot more flexible to be out and about if you don't have to worry about sleep. But neither of my kids have ever been particularly good about napping whilst being out and about, either in the car or the pushchair. They've always been better in the cot at home. So the Geek Son just didn't nap. In fact, there was only one day over the last fortnight when we were at home and I put him down in his cot for a nap as per our old routine, because he really was starting to show signs of looking really, really tired. And he told me he didn't want to sleep and he cried when I put him in his cot, but eventually he went to sleep and he slept for a good 2 hours. Unfortunately, we then put him to bed at about 7 o'clock as usual, and he just sat in his cot singing and playing with his toys until about 9 o'clock, when he finally drifted off to sleep. So it was like he took that 2 hour nap out of his going to sleep in the evening, which wasn't good. And I should say, yes, he's pretty good natured on the whole, and if we put him in his bed and he's just not tired, he will just usually sort of sit there and sing and lie quietly until he goes off to sleep eventually. So, which is nice, I must say. So after that incident, anyway, I've been sort of gradually resigning myself to the end of the afternoon nap. And it's sad in a way, because we're now going through that difficult transition where he still really kind of needs that nap and he gets tired and grumpy. So he's not his usual charming self all the time at the moment. It's also a bit sad because since the geek son was born almost 3 years ago now, his nap times have been my one-on-one time with the geek daughter. And it's like, you know, we put him down in bed and then we can do stuff like the glue or the painting or the small Lego pieces, which, you know, it's easier to do without him being around. And it gives me that one-on-one time with her, which we both really value. So I need to make sure I'm continuing to make that happen in some way. I don't know how that looks at the moment. But it's not all bad, because we've been gradually getting a bit more and more lax about bedtime. And whilst we've usually tried to start the bedtime routine about 6:30, it's been slipping to sort of 7-ish. And quite often we're not actually turning the kids' lights out until 7:30, 8 o'clock. Yesterday evening, we started the bedtime routine at 6 and we had both kids in bed, lights out and quiet before 7 o'clock, which was great. It gave me time to write the blog post and do the washing up, which is an improvement on quite a lot of times. So it will be good for the geek daughter as well, because she's still tired after school. So, you know, it's good for all of us. But it's just another sign my baby boy is growing up. He's going to be 3 next month, and at some point I'm going to have to start potty training him. Thanks for listening.